It is Giving Tuesday. It's an annual day when people really make a point to donate to charity or a cause or an organization that's working for the better of our community. 2020 has shown us some glaring gaps in the food supply chain, and food banks everywhere have struggled to keep pace with the rising demand. I met up with Jody Williams of Bridges to Hope to talk about the importance of Giving Tuesday because they need to feed people who are hungry.
It's really just a chance to kind of counter the consumption and to kind of think of charities and to give some money back. It's one of the biggest days for us fundraising wise, but there's no particular event. Last year we did have a little event, but of course this year it's pretty much just an online driven thing.
And it's the busiest time of year really for food banks as we come up on the holiday season. So yeah. Christmas hampers, you've got so much to get to before, you know, the big guy comes down the chimney. But I mean, how can people help Bridges to Hope? What do you need?
Well, the best way to help a food bank is to actually donate money. And especially this year, particularly during COVID, I mean, most people don't want to be out picking up extra groceries and stuff. Most people tend to want to get out of the stores. And as I always say, I can kind of turn $1 into two or three based on relationships that we have with suppliers. So the best way to help would be just go to our website, bridgestohope.ca, and you can find ways to donate there. I also want to mention, too, you mentioned Christmas hampers. We are a little bit behind on our registration. Normally we're done by now, but we still have 100 left. So people can either go on our website and register themselves, or if they have any technological barriers or any kind of barrier, they can call 722-9225 and we'll register for them.
And overall, I mean, I know during the pandemic, Bridges has seen its ups and downs, and you're still chugging along. But are you seeing new faces now?
Yeah, it's gotten a lot busier. Around the summer, it was still really slow. I think people were still getting CERBs and stuff, and now that's gone. And we've seen a really big uptake in the last probably 6 weeks. Our numbers have gone up dramatically. We're seeing lots of new faces, what I call now the underemployed. You know, there's a certain segment of society, I think, that are, I don't know what the right word is, used to having work, maybe, or maybe take for granted that they have work, and now they don't. A lot of people in the hospitality industry are not working that worked before, a lot of single moms. But the biggest demographic I see every year at this time is the senior citizens. They're on a very limited income, and of course, the heat comes on. And we see a lot of seniors in the summer, but certainly the increase is very dramatic starting around October when the heat comes on. I mean, last week there was one day every single person that came in was a senior. All right, and that kind of breaks my heart. You know, you live your whole life, maybe working your whole life, and at the end of it, you're having to go to a food bank just based on your limited income. And the cost of living in Newfoundland is, as we know, quite high, right? And speaking of food, because we're a food bank, I mean, the cost of food is just outrageous. And since the pandemic, due to food distribution lines being disrupted, and I also believe a little bit of price gouging, or certainly people may be taking advantage a little bit and jacking those prices up. So it really affects our client base, especially when it comes to healthy food. And it's one thing that differentiates Bridges from other food banks. We have a healthy hamper program, and that ensures that all of our clients get access to fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, fresh eggs. We also have homemade bread every day, homemade soup, and we have a couple of new awesome projects going on. We just started our moose meat last week.
Are people asking for the moose meat now?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's gone over really well. Like I said, it just lined up with what I said, the seniors. So a lot of the younger people might not per se take the moose or maybe be intimidated on how to cook it, whereas the seniors and my age group grew up with it. So it's just normal to us, and it's very happy. We've also started a new program with Fishing for Success out in Maddox Cove, and we also have fresh fish now on Fridays. So it's amazing, I mean, to see the evolution. When I started 3 or 4 years ago, we were just giving out canned food. So to see us go from that to, you know, fresh fruits, vegetables, moose meat, I mean, it's just amazing.